With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Chemical giant Bayer, which is facing hundreds of thousands of lawsuits, says it will make a decision on whether to continue producing the herbicide Roundup within months. Bayer has continued to produce the glyphosate spray in spite of pouring billions of dollars into litigation. Jess Christensen is Bayer's head of crop science and sustainability communications.
We have paid out over $10 billion in settlements. With no admission of fault or guilt, again, we stand behind the product. This is part of the litigation industry and the process that we have to make decisions around. We reserved $16 billion. Billion. That's just a tremendous amount of money that could otherwise go into our R&D pipeline.
Many ag leaders say farmers are at a real disadvantage if they don't have access to glyphosate. A decision on whether to keep Roundup in production could come before the 2026 planting season. The 2025 clock is ticking, and there's still no signs of Congress getting closer to a new farm bill. Congressman Dan Newhouse says it's not easy, but he's still confident that it will get done at some point, as efforts to get a new farm bill done are definitely on the table.
But I think it's vital to agriculture that we update those things that are important to the industry, and I know the chairman is determined to get it passed as well. The fact that we've had some difficulties and obstacles is not uncommon. This is probably one of the hardest things to accomplish in Congress.
Getting a new farm bill done is never easy, but this time around, it seems to be more difficult than usual, with a challenging budget getting a lot of pushback, and most are of the opinion that the farm bill will likely have to wait until their budget reconciliation is completed. The U.S. Agency for International Development was one of the first federal agencies to have spending reductions, and funding for agriculture programs connected to USAID were cut. West Central Missouri Congressman Mark Alford says the agency has been moved under the State Department, and he wants to call it the National Security Investment Projects. Alford, a Republican, says food programs are national security, and USAID will get more attention as work continues to reduce federal spending.
They moved under the State Department now, and I'm going to be working to try to change the name even of these to the National Security Investment Projects. And if it doesn't have to do with national security, taxpayers should not be paying for it.
Alford says the U.S. is $36.5 trillion in debt, and the country is at a great risk financially. America urgently needs immigration reform to support U.S. farmers, Land O'Lakes CEO Beth Ford said late last week. Farmers want to support U.S. President Donald Trump's economic agenda, but there is real concern over possible labor shortages and lost profits. What needs to be recognized is the necessity that farmers have labor available, Ford said. Immigration reform broadly is critical. Farmers invest in this country, adding that the industry is overrepresented in the military. At the same time, there's real concern. The first thing they talk to me about is labor, immigration, and the lack of available labor for their farms. Immigrants make up roughly half of America's farm labor, said Ford, who chairs the Business Roundtable's Immigration Committee. Commodity prices have slid in recent years, and many farmers don't turn a profit. With Trump's tariffs now threatening exports, Ford said she's most worried about 2026 and how duties will reshape the trade landscape. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.